I'm recording.
Alright, what are we going to talk about today?
What the fuck?
Oh, the thermal control.
Hell yeah, son.
Fancy, fancy.
But yeah, but I'm trying to smoke some of the sour deep. And they got train wreck.
Make sure you train it too.
pH of Framingham water.
Huh?
pH.
A
Framingham water.
What?
9.
Is that bad?
Well, it's just like basic. Like, the lower it is, as more acidic, the higher and more base. So. Need that, like. So, like, I had to get this pH kit. To adjust the water. Before you feed the plants, you have to adjust the water. It's crazy. If you give them a high pH, like, they're going to lock out nutrient. They won't even take no nutrients or anything. So you have to make sure the pH is at the right.
Huh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So wait. So, is it more low pH or high pH?
Well, it's high on the scale. It's at 9.
So that's the pH level you're supposed to keep it?
No, you're supposed to keep... Oh, you keep the butt at between 5.8 and, like, 6. Like, 6.3.
So, basically, like, 5.
Yeah, like, no, like, around, like, 6. Like 6 is a good range.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you have to read in. That's why I read it all about it. Good mad shit.
You know, you remind me of the time I had my bearded dragon. Because, like, they're almost the same way.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked up for a snake because my friend has a snake.
And
it's like mad. I was like, wow.
They get mouth rot, the worst. And they don't live on it until they go to the doctors. That's why I had to give up mine.
Peep, this is a train wreck. Train wreck. Choo choo. Smells sweet. This is some gas, though.
What is it?
Sour diesel. That's gas.
That's the one you first showed me?
Yeah. That's guaranteed gas, though. Beautiful. Beautiful product. I have my vape too.
You have no idea.
What?
It hits. Amazing.
Like fire?
Yeah. But you cough a lot.
Feels like a dab.
Pretty much. Like,
how does that go? Wait, so it's on it right now?
Yeah.
Like, wait, I'm confused. So there's like a cancer in there? Or is it like, that's just it?
This is cotton.
So you soaked it in cotton? Does not burn the cotton too?
No. Oh. You went to soak it. The charge only heats up the liquid. But you can burn through the cotton if you don't stop. You have to put more juice on it. But the bud, that stuff is so fucking thick. It just takes a long time to burn it down. So it actually is way better than that. They should have just, if they wanted it to sell, they should have went to like people who actually vape and gave them like a tincture for like $30. Mm. That'd be amazing.
Like a gram tincture? It's fucking, wait, but then the dab will have to be more liquidy.
Nah.
How would it come out a tincture? It would come out mad slow.
Yeah, it's. I have to wait with that, so it's just like.
No, you have to do with that is light a lighter next to it, and it starts moving. Like, put a lighter while you hold it, like, when you're dumping it out, it just heats up and choop.
I did that today. I just put it in the microwave, and it didn't blow up, so I was like, alright, we can do it. Hey.
You put everything in the microwave.
I know. That's bad.
Put it once in the microwave.
I didn't even realize that.
No, that's really a Boston nigga thing. I know some other niggas from Boston, he does that.
It's awesome.
No other niggas I ever seen do that. I was like, put in a microwave.
You have to. You have to. Because then it's not a blunt. You're just smoking people's spit. It's just like, no, let that shit get fried. And then when you're burning it, the bud's at the same level. It's going to burn with it nicely. It's never going to canoe.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I do it. It's awesome.
Good there, son. Oh my god, son. Son. Yeah, but Get Out was crazy. Us was crazy. It was scary as fuck. You good there, son?
Yeah, I'm just trying not to cough, man.
No. Like that, 2-5. The Lord has blessed you with the gas. The Lord has blessed you. Why did he put this plant on the earth? For us to smoke it.
So we can burn it.
Inhale. Exhale the ganja.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, what? My mom got me it. Hi from Boston. Get it?
Just got to wave it in my face, right?
Hi.
Bro, I want you to try it.
From Boston. Nah, I'm going to burn my lips off.
No, you won't. It's not hot.
I'm going to burn my face off. I have rollies, too. You know, 5 for $1.
Where did you get that?
Oh, that's the exact wraps, too.
Where did you get that?
Konnichiwa! Okay. No, I got that shit from Musaki.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Why?
First of all.
I don't smoke these.
Yeah, exactly.
I sell these.
Why?
Why? Because out here it's $5 a fucking rolly.
Yeah, but you know why they sell those for 99 cents?
Why?
It doesn't come with a leaf. No. Yeah, I had those. What's his name? When I used to go get wraps, yeah. He would give me like 3, 8 of those. He'd just give me, and he'd be like, just buy one, you get 3. And then I would just be like, all right, I'll buy 2 of them. He's like, all right, you get, and he was just like, he was practically like throwing them at people.
Really?
Yeah, because there's no leaf, so people don't really buy them. People buy them once, and they're like, I don't want to unwrap a tobacco leaf just to take bud and put it in a whole tobacco leaf and have it burn fast on me. It's just no point.
No, but people buy it.
People will buy it, yeah. But I would not fuck with it.
Never.
Oh, that's a tea.
But I definitely support it. If you're not, if you don't want to smoke J's and you don't want to smoke a blunt.
Exactly, and you don't want to pay $5 for 2 blunt for 1 package. 5 for 3. Trey, wait, Trey.
Pussy got that right, got that drip, got that super so good.
Fuck that song.
What?
Yeah. But innovation, you see what I did?
You know what you reminded me of?
Innovation.
Oh, so you're gonna say fuck that song, but I know you were screaming when he was like, shah, 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 shah.
Shah, 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 shah.
You know what that is, right?
No.
What? Bitch, get the fuck up out of my face before I murder you. Whole squad fuckers kill
me. Sounds like Sticky Finger.
Sticky Fingers.
He sounds like Sticky. He sounds like Onyx. You know that?
Yes! Yes.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Yes.
He's like, he says it himself. He copied me. He's trying to sound like him. No, right? He literally said that himself.
I know. I'm trying to think. No, he didn't say that.
That's himself. Not
no,
it's proof. You see in the interview. He's,
yeah, like, in the interview.
Not, it's no. Like inspiration. Like they're like.
No. In the interview, I watch the interview like every day.
His interview.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's funny.
This is funny.
But in the interview, he's like, they're talking about his music, and he goes, he says something to them. They're like, oh, let me talk to your OG, and then. What's his name? Shoddy. That nigga who just betrayed him. But Shoddy comes up on the mic and he's like, fuck did he say? He says something like, he's like, oh, his music is good. And he was talking to Charlamagne. He's like, his music's good, but we don't want him to get hurt. And we feel like, and then Charlamagne the God said, oh, I think he sounds a lot like Onyx. Mm. Like Sticky Fingers.
Mm.
And Shoddy was like, yeah, I think the same way too. He's like, but what people don't realize is everyone that's hating on him is older. They're supposed to be hating on him. And like, but it's only because we don't understand his music. The music that we listen to now is considered boring to them. It's a new youth movement. And then that's how all that, I don't know who said at all. It was like nowhere close to that, but.
Yeah, but anyways, 6ix9ine was the informant the whole time. That's all I gotta say.
No.
6ix9ine was the cop. Do you want me to show you a video of him?
He was wiretapped.
Okay, let me show you.
He was wiretapped.
Let me show you the video of him riding on the police car. He was riding on the police car in the music video. Let me show you. And everyone else was running away from him in the music video. He's the informant. Why do you think he's getting off? Everyone else in the case is going home. Is going to jail. He's the only nigga going home.
Bro, you know why he got caught, right?
Bro, he was the
informant. We're about to get into some deep shit.
I'm telling you, he's an informant.
What happened before the 6ix9ine got caught?
Oh, he did piss on like the Illuminati picture. Like his album, you saw that picture, right? You never saw the picture? Oh my god, I'm gonna show you that second.
Okay. But I always wanted to bring this up because people say the weirdest things. How did he end up in the police custody?
Oh no, he told me.
He had a tour to do.
Okay.
Before the day of his tour, I guess, he
what, nigga?
I'm like trying to think. Before the end of his tour, he got hit with some news. And he found out that someone was embezzling his money. So when he was aware of it, he was talking to his agent. And he found out that they were taking like $3.6 million.
How much?
$3.6 million or something like that. But anyway, I'm lying. But it was a high number of that month. And he was only getting $60,000. And the front end of the pay was $80,000. And they said that the concert was already locked. So he got upset. He was like, what do you mean? And it was because he found out all that shit that was pretty fucked up. He was upset, so he's like, I'm not doing the show. They were like, what do you mean you're not doing the show? You have to do the show. We need you to do the show. You have to. And he was like, I'm not doing the show. And he hung it up on them. They called him back. They're like, listen, you got to do the show. We got everything locked in right now. We got to do the show. I don't know why you don't want to do the show. He's like, I'm not doing the show. And they were like, then like he hung up on them again. They called his boy, and they told his boy, hey, look, here's his mom's address. If he doesn't do the show, go do something to her. So his boy called up 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine picked up the phone, and he was like,
I was right here, nigga.
He was just like, he started panicking. He's like, what the fuck would they want to hurt my mom? And I don't know how, but he fired everybody. Everybody. He fired Shoddy. He fired everybody. And then I want to say a week or a few days later, he made the interview with Charmaine Tha God, the Breakfast Club.
What did he do?
In the Breakfast Club, he said there's two things he doesn't fear. There's God and the police. And then he continued. Now, people forget one thing. People look at the, like, 6ix9ine in jail. People look at him and they're like, oh, no, nah, he's supposed to be in jail. He didn't get caught.
I'm hip like this.
He got framed.
They got him on Rico.
No, he got framed.
No.
Yeah. Bro.
How did he get framed when he's on video?
Look at, he just did an interview. Think about this. He just did an interview with the Breakfast Club. Just got out of that ill-ass situation. He's on fire. He just fired his security, his money, a bunch of people's money.
Yeah.
All in the music industry. It's different. It's different if you're just an independent artist. Then they want you even more. If you're an independent artist and you're making like $3 billion from...
Because they want to control that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a high-end business. They want you. So 6ix9ine doesn't go to those shows. That's more than $3 million.
Okay, but the thing is like...
Hold on.
Clearly...
Hold on.
Okay.
There's a point. 6ix9ine now shot down... Possibly the Illuminati and all that bullshit. Possibly. But he just shot down a bunch of money. Okay? Fired Shoddy. Keeps going.
But he fired Shoddy?
Yeah. Shoddy. All of a sudden, Shoddy is wiretapped. Shoddy is caught threatening to kill 6ix9ine. Yeah. That's a wiretap. There's a wiretap of Shoddy saying... We're going to take care of him. And then Shoddy leaves the room and his boys go, we need to super violate him. And he's like,
super violent.
This is.
No, I heard about that, actually. I heard about that.
Yeah, it was all true. All true. Now, if they were lying, all the blood shit that they said,
Okay, but the thing is, why was 6'9", okay, clearly 6'9 ain't built for that. Like, why was he, like, he's just a little kid that got fucking influenced by the wrong people. Like, he's clearly not built for that, because clearly he's snitching on everyone. Like, the nigga wasn't even supposed to be there in the first place. They found that nigga and they're trying to, like, just eat off him, clearly, because if they're stealing money from him, clearly that's all they're doing, just trying to use that little nigga. Anyways, that nigga is a snitch. Like, why you gonna... And watch, when he comes out, everyone's gonna like him.
He's gonna die.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's gonna die.
Who?
Nine Trey. He snitched on Nine Trey. He's dead.
Oh, is that like a whole gang or something?
That's blood. Mm. That's who. That's
so
why.
Now Trey all the bloods are at him. And now he's known, so he's fucked.
He's like, gonna die.
And who?
He's not gonna make
who's
it.
Not gonna notice him as a fucking giant 6'9" all over his body?
If he's a man and he'll go through with it, he can get all those tattoos removed.
No, but they're still gonna know who the fuck that nigga
is. Yeah, well, yeah, because he's gonna be red.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all scarred up and shit. Like, what? Hold
on. Yeah, he's gonna die, man. He's gonna die.
He's like, so kind. He's gonna die. You think so? Nah, he's not gonna die.
When
he comes out, he's gonna be like a super megastar. Like, niggas ain't about that life anymore. Like, gangs aren't gangs, bro. Like, you know this, right? Like, it's not like how it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's facts. Like, if it was like 2000s, then they would be dead. Then they would be dead in prison, probably. And right now, that nigga gonna come out. Everyone's gonna be like, 6'9". Turn up and listen to his music. I swear to God, watch. No one's gonna be mad about anything. They're gonna forget about it. Next, like, couple weeks, they won't even know what's the next thing in the news. They won't even know what happened. No one's gonna care. I'm telling you. I'm guaranteeing you. No one's gonna care. I guarantee you.
No. Sometimes you guys are fucked up shit, man.
No. He's gonna come out rich as fuck. He's gonna come out richer than he was before.
He's gonna die.
He's gonna come out more famous, bro.
You have no idea.
Okay, man.
He's gonna die.
You think Bloods? Yo, that nigga's gonna be rich as fuck. You think Bloods are on some CIA shit? They're not gonna be in, like, up in the bushes trying to snipe this nigga. Like,
the only way they'll
ever catch a nigga is if they come to his hood.
Look at it, we gotta be real.
Hood niggas never leave the hood.
Look at it,
we're gonna stay there.
No. We gotta be real.
No.
He had a check my gangster tour.
No, he's gonna.
Everyone said something, and everyone's general consensus was that he's got that charge of. What's it called? Misconduct. Rape? Yeah, it wasn't a rape. It was.
He got so mad when he was.
It was no. It was sexual misconduct.
You got bottled water?
No. Yeah. So sexual misconduct with a teen, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw the video too.
He was a blood, right?
Supposedly.
He disrespected a lot of greats. He's got a lot of enemies.
Man.
He's got a lot of enemies.
There's a person in the game.
Like, look at proof.
There's someone in the game right now called Drake, and he's owning everything. And what he does is steal everyone's shit. Is he dead?
Drake sucks now.
No. To us, he sucks. But to the mainstream media, he's still fire as fuck.
Nah, he's garbage.
No. He's garbage. Are you kidding me?
He's garbage.
If Drake drops an album right now today, it's gonna be sold out. You know, right? If he drops an album randomly, people will buy it.
What song,
I'm telling you.
What song, what song is on the album? The sick? I don't know any songs. Is there any songs on that album?
Well,
The Six?
That's good.
I'm just wondering.
No, but look, this is a picture of the thing. See what he's doing? He's pissing on the checkerboard. You know the checkerboard? That means Illuminati. That's a sign of Illuminati. That and pillars. That's one of the signs. Black and white checkerboard. Pissing on it. He's disrespecting it. Clearly in the whole... That's the album cover. So he's disrespecting Freemasons. And what's the Freemasons? They control everything. So clearly, it's probably like an FBI Freemason. Because I know for a fact niggas in the government are all Freemasons. All of them. That's like how you become one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's how you become one. I saw it when I was at McDonald's. I saw a nigga
just called. Think about what he just said. He called the agents dirty. Mm. He said these dirty agents on a syndicated radio show. Which means everyone listens to it.
Yeah, that's a big show too. Breakfast Club. Yeah. You're tight.
Yeah, he said these dirty bloods, these dirty motherfuckers, agents. You're right there. You're attacking people's pockets. Mm.
They want to shut that nigga up. Only way to shut the nigga up, put him in jail.
They're mad that he didn't do the show. They were getting paid $6.
Fucking with everyone's bread. And then think about it, like, they've been getting that bread for a steady, like, 2 years almost, probably.
Yeah.
Like, bread. Yeah. And, like, and they can stop it then. Like, they're getting all that, stealing all that. Like, but, okay, first of all, he's dumb. I will never, ever, if I ever become famous, I will never let anyone touch my money except me. Like, you think you're touching my bread? Like, hire an accountant. What? I'm my own accountant.
It's weird because I understand why he did it.
No, that's dumb.
Because, like, you trust your people.
Yeah, but that's the dumbest, like, don't you understand by now? Like, that's never gonna work. Like, they're calling themselves the new Death Row. What happened to Death Row? Everyone in Death Row right now are either dead, broke, or in jail. You know that, right? Like, no one has anything. From what, they were like $100 million business. No one has anything from that time. Nothing. It's all gone. Like, they lost all that. Like, they had all those millions, they just blew it. Like, they're trying to say they're the new Death Row. That's just dumb. Like, why would you want to even be like them?
That sucks.
Like, literally, no one has anything from that. Like, Suge Knight in jail. That nigga has not one penny of all that bread. It's like, all these other niggas are dead or they're just, like, broke. Only a couple niggas, like, Daz. Like, he's still kind of, like, he's still making bread somehow. Corrupt. I don't know. Corrupt crazy. Like, mad people went crazy from Death Row. Mad creepy.
Yeah, they're a Satan business. They're stupid.
What do you mean?
They're stupid. It was a Satan business.
Oh.
Because I don't know how to explain it.
Because they're all red and shit?
No. Nah, that doesn't matter.
First of all, shit, like,
Tupac,
they leased,
wasn't even a real blood.
Like, they leased every single car, like, that the rappers had, they were all leased.
Yeah, rappers are poor.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of rappers like to act like that.
But it's like, the ones that flex the most are really the poorest. Because they need to build, like, they need to maintain that image of being rich. To get even more people. Now, later with the hemp wig. What are you doing?
It was in the way.
Wow. What's your cat doing? It's like, chilling.
Yes. He's lounging.
Why are you doing it first?
He's like,
bro, I gotta do UFC. Like a new one. It's mad fresh. It's better than the other one. UFC 3. But, yeah. could say what I needed to say.
Alright, what are we gonna
fuck talk about? Donald Trump! That's 2 years ago, my bad. I mean, for real though, how is Donald Trump still a president? Like, and no one cares.
Bruh, they're gonna bring back slavery. Watch.
Slowly but surely. No, they really are. That's facts. No, they were already. No, hold on. Rewind. We're still in slavery. It's just advanced slavery. Okay? This is way more advanced. Like, they changed the system of slavery. They never took it away. It's changed. It's never been taken away. You're worth $11 to someone an hour at a fast food restaurant. That's slavery. You're worth $11. Your life. Your time and life is worth $11 an hour. When they make $1,000 an hour. Like, think about this. This is slavery. You're being paid nothing compared to what they're getting. I used to work at McDonald's, like, the drive-thru, like, it would literally have, like, probably more than two bands, like, less than an hour, bro. Every hour, like, what? And niggas getting paid $300 a week. That's slavery. And prison is slavery. They made laws, literally, that are, like, ridiculous, so, like, it's designed for you to go to jail.
Yeah.
And they get paid. Like, literally, in the Constitution, it says slavery is still legal in jail. You know that, right? It literally says that. It's still legal in prison. So you can be a slave in prison, legally. Like, you're legally a slave. You get paid 20 cents for work a day. 20 cents. Work. You be working out on the fields for 20 cents a day. That doesn't make no sense. Like, you could be in... Like, going to prison in the South, I'll be trapped. I'll kill myself.
I'll kill everybody.
Like, that'll suck. That's where everything goes to jail. Like, Florida is crazy, bro. Like, they be having so many niggas going to jail, like, every day. They send them, like, all to one, like, giant place. It's kind of dumb. Like, they send them, like, it would be, like, mad niggas just, like, sitting in, like, waiting to, like, go see the judge. You ever been to court?
I hate court.
Yeah, it sucks. No, but it's kind of funny. Like, you could go to court and just watch shit. Like, you could just watch trials.
It's weird.
Like, how can you just sit there and listen to everyone's business? That's fucking weird.
It's kind of smart.
If you're a lawyer, you want to learn something?
Say you want to get your majors in psychology.
Mm.
You can do that.
Really? That's what people do?
Mm-hmm.
So fucking boring. No, but Worcester Court is kind of lit. Like, it's kind of lit. Like, you could go to the top, is where the murderers are. It's creepy. Like, you go in there, like, they have, like, cameras in the courtroom, and, like, niggas with, like, cages. Like, they're in the cage. Like, but then, like, it's, like, levels. Like, the first level is juvenile. The second level is, like, I don't fucking know. Third level is, like, like, fucking driving shit. Like, just drive. Like, we're just there for driving offenses and shit. It's so stupid. Like, think about this, like, it's so dumb. They make you sit there for, like, 5 hours just to say, oh, yeah, you can just pay us $200. Why couldn't we just go to, like, a line and just be like, yeah, I'm here for this, and be like, just give us $200. Like, we got the money way quicker if we could have left. Like, they could have got their money as soon as possible. They're trying to wait as long as possible. They're just trying to fuck with you. It's crazy.
I don't get it.
Like, they're just like, oh, this... They say the same things. The bitch is like a robot. The judge is like a robot. This crime has no criminal offense. I cannot give you jail time. The maximum fine is money. And then she's like, all you have to pay is two. And like, then they're like, go talk to the prosecutor out in the hallway. And then some dude, like, he's some weird ass nigga. He's like, he was a dickhead. He's like, I'm asking you a question. He's like, just answer your question. Like, he's being mad. Like, but he was like, chill at the same time. He's like, yeah, let's cut that off. He's like, let's take that off. He's like, yeah, it's at $250. And, like, there's, like, he took off one thing, and, like, it was just, like, went to, like, $250. And then we went back in, and she's like, okay, just come back, whatever. But, like, why did you have to do all that?
That sounds like it should have taken seconds.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're making you do a process that could have just been quicker. They could have got
some bread. So how long were you waiting?
We were literally there. I went there we're there for 8 hours. Because they fucked up.
So...
They fucked up on our shit, too. Like, they said... They told us to go upstairs, it would be all set, but then they didn't even know that we're there. So we had to go back down and, like, register that we're there, and then we went back. It's so stupid, bro.
That's mad confusing.
Bro, they do it for fuck with you. Assuming.
And you were there for 8 hours?
Yes, they told us we're all set. Just go upstairs. You should be, like, you're fine. And then we went upstairs, and then, like, they're like, oh. And then, like, after that, we, like, they found out, they're like, oh, because they didn't get us, they didn't, but she got, like, arrested in, like, my girl, she got arrested, like, out here, but, like, they brought her to, like, Knobscot or some shit. Like, state police. And then, like, and then, just because she had a warrant, but she didn't go to court for that shit. And then we just went back to court, and then, like, because it wasn't in Worcester, we had to go to Worcester court. They said, like, it was all confusing because they never got their shit that she got arrested. So they didn't even know that she got arrested. So we had to, like, tell them that she got arrested in a different place. And then that's when they fixed it. It was retarded. Like, what?
Wait, so there was a warrant on her?
Yeah. For, like, a year, she had a warrant. But we didn't even know.
Dude, they sound, like, unorganized.
Extremely unorganized. That shit is unorganized, bro. The whole court is stupid as fuck. Like, it's just like a fucking game. It's like a fucking... It's really smart. It's like barbaric. Bro, it's like old time. Bro, it's fucking stupid.
That's scary.
Fuck America. No, we should... Oh, you know... You know what... You know what, like, people are saying? Like, you know how Jordan Peele may get out? And then Us?
Huh?
You know Us? The new movie? You know Get Out?
Yeah.
So, like, he made both those movies. Okay, so he made the first movie called Get Out. And the second movie is called Us. Get Out US. United States. Get Out. Get Out US. And it's like all black people. It's all, the thing is all about black people. Okay? They're trying to tell you, get out of the US. Just literally clones. Like, he's really trying to tell you, it's creepy as fuck. Like, the shit I was telling us, like, we're talking about clones and cyborgs and shit, bro. There's literally, he put that in the movie, dog. Like, they come out the sewers and kill everyone.
That's weird.
It's fucking, you need to see it. It's fucking crazy. Like, you need to see it. Like, it's crazy.
You know what's weird, too, is I watched another movie called Cloning, where, you can watch it on YouTube, it's free. Like, it's fucked up, because, like, the clones come back, and they consider us, like, inferior, so they kill.
Of course, because they're robots.
So yeah.
They so think, like,
they're... So they're killing other people, and then replacing them with their lives, and they look exactly...
That's fucking creepy.
Like, yeah, and, like, these three kids, I don't know, that's one thing about the movie that didn't make sense, but these three kids show up, five. Two out of the five die, and then, like, they start walking, and then they find, like, this house. They go in the house. Little, they find out that there are already two dead people that look just like the original people, but they kill them or something. And then their clones show up. So then they're, like, killing each other. And then, like, this girl finds out she's, like, cheating on him, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Yeah, and it's fucked up because, like, the dude, like, they invented this word. They're like, if I say Marco, you guys gotta say Polo. That's our word because they look just like them.
So, they're like, so, like, the nose.
Yeah. So the fucking, they get into a fight with their clones. They kill them, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the girl that, like, you know, she fucked over her man. So, the clone and her, it doesn't really show what happens, but all they show is his original girl waking up alone going, honey, something's wrong, something's different. She's like, Marco, Marco. And then he's like,
listen, I have to make videos because niggas don't listen,
and
all right?
He just hung up the phone. Isn't that fucked up?
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, he chose his girl, clone, over his actual girl.
What?
Left his girl, yeah.
Why?
Because she was a bitch. She was fucked up.
His actual girl?
His actual girl was her. Her clone was a lot better. Like, she was, like, in love with him. I know it's nice out, but I don't got weed. I don't got cards. Why does that sound like Jedias?
Fucking...
Hey, you seen Alan?
No. I'm saying, like, an OG.
He's not
something's not right.
What's not right? Usually he'll show up.
Here?
Yeah. I thought he's on a run or some shit.
Give y'all a snack so y'all know what I got. And we'll give y'all a snack so y'all know what I got. And
oh my god.
That's my word. Get up in their face. Talk your shit. Let your nuts drag, nigga. These niggas just running at their fucking mouth, man. Follow protocol, cut. Get in their fucking shit.
Nigga, dog.
No, but fuck with, you know he used to wear dresses?
Who? 6ix9ine? Said Kurt Cobain?
Yep. Facts.
Dr. Dre?
Facts.
He's smart. Tupac.
Smart. Facts. Dildos. Pump, pump, air hump on stage.
I'm pretty sure Biggie did some shit.
Air hump on stage.
Yeah, I can't really, I can't see Tupac humping a dog.
For fame. Like, he did that just, but he's smart though. He did what he had to do to get his name out there. Just to push the message he had to want to push and die. He knew he was gonna die. He just he did what he had to do to get there and push the message as long as he could. Look at interviews. Anyone that ever worked with this nigga said that he tried to work as fast as possible. They are so confused by it. Like, he had no time left. Like, he was trying to work as fast as possible. Get as much done as possible. Like, fast as possible, get everything done. Like, he didn't know, he didn't want to waste no time. He knew he was gonna die. Like, you know, like, come on. His mom was a Black Panther fucking member. Like, the bitch instilled shit in this nigga. He's trying to help everyone. He made a song called Brenda God, baby. He made a song called Keep Your Head Up. Like, he made mad shit that tried to help people. Like, he didn't make bullshit songs. He had to make shit that make people, like, happy, like, try to help people.
Yeah, but...
You ever see a Tupac interview?
Yeah.
From the 90s? That nigga be trying to say... He trying to scream... Like, he trying to tell you... Like,
here's the problem.
He's saying the same shit we be saying right now.
Nah.
Yeah, he does.
Nah, I wouldn't get along with Pac. But here's why.
You know he's because, a Gemini too?
Yeah, I wouldn't get along with him. He's very aggressive for no reason. Yeah.
No, but... Exactly, but he was... Like, trying, I have... Like, he was doing that for a reason.
That's one of my greatest...
He's trying to make... He used to always be like, we're thugs to these white people, so let's be thugs. No, but he's kind of dumb though. He's like, why would he go backwards? That's the thing I don't get. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing the same thing 6ix9ine did. He went backwards.
Who?
Motherfucking Tupac, bro. Like, why would you join Blood? Why would you join a gang when you have millions of dollars? The fuck? Like, that was the most dumbest shit he ever did. Like, he went backwards. That move, that was dumb. Like, he was trying to put... Like, he just did some dumb shit. He has millions, but you joined Bloods. What? Nigga, but, what?
Yeah, probably to get protection.
No.
That's what a 69
is. No, but he's a savage, though. You know he shot police?
Yeah.
You ever heard that story?
No.
You never heard the story? Like, so, like, the
how
like,
do you find out no, all this
Vlad,
shit?
Vlad. Watch Vlad. Like, and, like, mad people around him tell the stories. No, but, like, bro, he shot, was, like, there was, like, dirty, two dirty cops trying to chase some black kid, and, like, they're trying to fuck him up. And then, like, he shot them. He shot one cop in the ass, and, like, he got off. Like, he won the case. That's why he's a G. Like, everyone liked him after that. He won the case. It was in the cell, too. He shot the cop and won. Like, he's a G. How's it even possible?
What?
Because cops were dirty. Because they're trying to, like, fuck up the kid because he did some dirty shit the day before, like, try to kill his friend or some shit. So they're trying to chase down the kid and fuck him up and kill him or some shit. So Pop shot him. Shot the cops. Trying to fuck up the kid. That nigga's a G, bro. I'm telling you. Like, he was trying to, like, help everyone. Like, that nigga's sad. What the fuck?
Yeah, but the problem is,
he got off with that song. It's amazing.
I love how he reps the butt, the B. Deeper in Bloods, bro.
Why?
Cause I can't really tell you. I had to find out. I don't even know if I'm even still a part of YO.
Back
how did you? Okay, that was actually awesome.
Awesome story, Rick.
So, okay, that's funny you say Tupac. All right, what about? Do you believe that Biggie was the one who actually?
No, I don't believe none of that.
You know.
Bro, okay, hold on. Let me tell you something.
Should I play it?
Bro, play what?
I see.
Bro.
I'm always prepared, bro.
No, I don't believe that. It's retarded.
Alright.
Why would Biggie want to kill Tupac?
I'll show you. That's fucking crazy that you even brought it up. Because, for some reason I watched it. Because everyone say, oh, he's... Because a lot of people say they saw him in Cuba.
Who?
Tupac.
I don't believe that.
In 93, this woman ran around.
He died in... What are you talking about? He died in fucking 94 or something.
I think you're right, actually. There we go.
Well, he died in 1996. Who's this?
You never heard this?
Who shot you? I've been heard that song.
You never heard Running?
Skinny on that. It's real cut and dry, short story.
Is he?
they started making like a mock fight to gain publicity on each other, right?
Yeah.
Just to make themselves something to talk about. And then it escalated, and then they're calling each other bitches and this and that, and they're making raps about each other, and then it escalated. But it was just supposed to be a fake thing.
Yeah.
And then, I guess that Tupac guy did bang his wife and all, that personal, I guess. So anyway, the first person to throw bullets was the fat guy. Tupac got shot. He was staying at the cloning station at the time because they were talking to her a lot, right? And I was just glad they were talking to them and not me this time, right? Because they focus on me all the time. I'm so sick of talking to them, man. Oh my God, every day. Oh my God, about anything. Biggie's there. He's like, oh, I'm shooting, blah, 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 right? And I'm like, you can't shoot him. He makes us too much money. You shoot him, you're dead, right? He goes, all right, I won't shoot him. And then he has a shot. Because, probably following Molnar's example, Molnar said, fuck you guys, you know, blow up stuff and tell people, and he stood his ground, right? And then they caved. So this guy, he's not nothing, though. He's just a rapper, right? Rap artist, they like being called, but he's just a rapper, and so he had two back shot. He had two back shot, and then they brought him there.
Oh,
they said,
roll the
you did that, didn't
we still roll the
blood. To do with it, and they shot him up with truth serum. Yeah, sure. And then after that, he's off of it. And then he says, yeah, I did. I just my pride, my honor and stuff. And then he's trying to get out of it with words. They said, no, you're going to die. We're going to come up and shoot you tomorrow. And he actually went, I think, he said there he's going to go get a tattoo. Or they got him when he went to a tattoo parlor or something.
Yeah.
He got in his car.
Who is this dude?
They wanted to shoot him. I think they put it in the movie. They wanted to shoot him in the eye for some reason. I don't know why. Probably. Just, they love the symbolism, right?
No, the eye of Anubis.
No.
But basically...
Bro, okay.
Illuminati is
not the bad people.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They told me so much stuff, man.
Illuminated. The smart one there. No,
they're not.
The knowledge.
No. Just because there's light doesn't mean it's not harmful.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? People always think of the dark being the most hard. Like, imagine if the universe was just white.
Mm.
That would be so different. It would be so different. It'd just it would suck. Just the whole, everything's just like white. It's just, you can't touch the floor.
But really, we're in a simulation, no cap. I heard some shit that we're in a simulation. Technically, like, there's like, they're fine, like, this dark matter shit is like leaks. In the universe, bro. It's just, like, leaking in. Like, we don't even know where the fuck it's coming from, what the fuck it is. Like, they're saying we're in, like, a computer. It's so good. Like, they don't know what this is. And they call it dark matter, but the thing is, it's, like, really shouldn't be called that, but there's nothing even close to darkness. It's nothing even close to anything like that. It's mad weird. Like, we call it dark matter, but it's not even like that. They're trying to twist the image on that bitch, but it's not. They don't know what it is, bro. They have no
idea. What I think it is it's, condensed energy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's dead energy. It's like ashes. Because they can't go away. They just... So I think at an atomic level, it's just used dead energy.
How is that possible? Energy cannot be used. I mean, cannot be created or destroyed, though.
Exactly.
So if
you have an energy that's all acidic...
So it's just sitting there? It's stagnant.
It's concentrated.
But, like, space is, like, when I think about that shit, it's, like, fucking fascinating. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, this thick is...
It's awesome.
It's crazy. I want to become, like astronomer, I would definitely do that shit. That's the
like, that's
shit.
Why planets and shit are so amazing, because it's almost like... It's like a...
It's mad crazy.
It's like if you're pulling a piece of, like,
bro,
rubber...
It's mad crazy.
And you, like, throw it...
Like, this... Okay, so it's, like... You know how we're spinning around the sun? Like, our solar system is spinning around something else. And then, like, that thing is spinning around something else. And that thing, it's like, we're spinning, like, all around something. There's something in the universe that's so fucking big that we're all spinning around. You know, right? It's something in the middle of it that's so giant that we're spinning around it. Like, everyone. It's all pulling us.
How would that work?
Exactly. Like, it's fucking amazing. Like, what is this? Like, what is space? Like, you know, deep, like, it goes on infinite. Like, we can literally go Like, there's probably really, like, a place like Star Wars. Like, think about this. There's probably really a place.
I think that already
like Star Wars. Like,
my boy,
they're so far away, they'll never see us.
My boy who's in the Navy, that's what I want to do. I want to go.
Yeah, they get to learn secrets and shit.
No, I want to just learn how to make weapons. Because I think I have ideas.
Advanced weapon technology.
Exactly.
Bread. No, they really have cyborgs and shit. They really have cyborgs. Like, they definitely have all this, bro.
Jesus Christ, Prince. Come here. You don't want to knock it over. Remember, you're in a good part.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. The sideboards as well.
Alright, so. Alright, so I've heard people say that the Get Out movie and Us could be a warning.
Yeah, oh shit. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
You ate all the gummies?
Dude, crazy.
You ate all the gummies? Oh, fuck you. I don't like you either.
I don't like you either. We literally live in like a perfect time to be alive. Like, niggas don't use their shit. Other shit.